What's up, world? We are back. That's right. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You guys are listening to the Carolyn Joe Show. My name is Joe Carabay. I'm a filmmaker, photographer, writer. You know, that's what I do. All those things. Across from me from the studio is the one and only, one of my favorite artists and probably one of your favorite artists and creators in anything. Curl Studios' own Carolyn Bilevsky. How's it going, Carolyn?
I'm your cherry bomb.
Nice. You brought that in. You brought that back.
Bringing things back.
Bringing things back.
Full circle. That's what we do here.
That's right. Making sure we don't get sued. Cherry bomb. Listening straight off of the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. The awesome mix, volume 1. Love that movie. Just had to play it. Had to start it off. Yeah. That's it, man. That's it. The end of summer. That's it. We talked about the beginning of summer, and this is the end of summer. Goodbye.
It has officially ended.
Goodbye.
And we're now in autumn.
We're in autumn.
Autumn.
Autumn. Welcome.
Some people call it fall, but we're in autumn.
We're in autumn. And yeah. Yeah. This is when my birthday happens. It's fall.
Is that why you like this season? Because I know you are a big fan of autumn.
I mean, it might be autumn. That possibly could be. I don't really have my birthday posted on Facebook or anything out there. So when someone actually knows it, always sort of means something to me. But we're ways away. But I'll leave it. I'll give you.
How are people supposed to know though?
I'll tell them right now. I'll tell them right now. My birthday is November 18th. And if you remember that, maybe I might give you something special. But maybe that's a little egotistical. But right now, it's time for the Carolyn's news.
Yeah, it's time for my news. But first, I have to say, why would you give somebody something for knowing when your birthday is?
Because
it should be the opposite way.
They should be
people
giving me a present.
Should be giving you a present.
Yeah, but
I guess it goes around like full circle, like how the Carolyn and Joe show goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So coming up, we have 2 tour dates. I think I'm going to make this official and
autumn.
Just say that we only have 2 more tour dates for the rest of the year.
In autumn.
It feels like I need to pull that plug and be like, hey, you can only see us 2 more times this year.
That's right.
And the first time that you can see us, which is the next time that you can see us coming up, is October 9th through 12th. This is 4 days. You have the opportunity to see us for 4 days at New York Comic Con. We will be at the Comics Pavilion Small Press, booth 1162. Again,
New York
is New York. This is booth 1162. Make sure you write that down.
I'm writing it right down.
Or go to the My Show Planner, plan my show on newyorkcomiccon.com and look for Curl's Studio or look for any of us. Again, we're booth number 1162 on the main floor in the Comics Pavilion, which was, I guess, in previous years called Small Press, but now they're calling it Comic Pavilion. So I think that name works out. I think I like Comic Pavilion better than Small Press. I mean, it's hard to say, but yeah. Just all you need to know is booth 1162.
1162.
We're in the same position where we were last year, also with Laughing Redhead. And yeah, I mean, we'll be giving away free Magic Bullet number 9, which is the Western issue. We'll be having a whole bunch of other goodies that I'm currently planning. Yeah. Have some stuff up my sleeve.
They're not all just giveaways. We're selling stuff.
Yeah, we are.
You can buy stuff from us. We're not.
Yeah,
just gonna,
you can buy our own comics from our like direct from the creators.
From us.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, like we'll be having a whole bunch of fun and shenanigans over there. But yeah, we are definitely the only thing we can give away for free is Magic Bullet number 9 at this time.
It's a post and some cards.
It's pretty awesome though. I mean, like,
that's totally worth $10 right there, man.
People are selling it on eBay for like $20.
Yeah, for $20, and I just said $10, so they're uppricing that thing a whole lot. So
I know.
It's worth more than I think they are worth.
It is. I mean, it's very special. Yeah, so check us out there. And then also in addition to New York Comic Con, that following Sunday, we will be at Annapolis Comic Con, and this is October 19th. That is a Sunday.
So that next Sunday.
Yeah, that following Sunday. I mean, we don't get a break, Joe.
No
break. Until the end of the year, maybe. But, you know, hey, what can we say? When we work hard, play hard.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, so Annapolis Comic Con. Yes, we will be there. Admission is $10 at the door, but kids 10 and under getting free. So that's a really good incentive if you have the little ones. Yes. So that's, you know, that should be really good. Annapolis is where it's at. We've been there for a few years, and we did a podcast there last year, so maybe we'll do one again. I don't want to speak too soon. I don't want to, you know, jinx it, but we'll see if that happens. But again, that is on October 19th from 10 to 4 p.m.
I would like to add, in between New York Comic Con and Annapolis Comic Con, the band that I'm in, Mickey and Mallory, are playing a show in Front Royal, Virginia at Happy Creek on the 17th. So if you guys haven't heard us play live yet, you guys definitely got to go out there and see the group I'm in, Mickey and Mallory. And we'll talk about it more. But I just got to drop that, the 17th, too. So that week is full of awesome stuff.
I mean, that's a pretty busy week. Because also, so that's like after New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
It's always hard after New York Comic Con. I feel like it takes like at least 5 days just to recover.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, it's a 4-day show, and then it takes like another 4 more days or something to recover. And then even on top of that, a lot of people get like the con crud or like the geek whatever.
The geek what?
I mean,
I don't know the geek thing.
The geek sickness, the comic con crud. I've heard people call it like that. They get sick.
The geek sickness. There's already a geek sickness, isn't there?
Yeah, because people, I guess, shake so many hands, and then people are sick, and people don't wash their hands, and I don't know, man. I always like.
Well, since I don't like touching anybody at all, just hopefully that doesn't happen.
I mean, I usually do shake quite a few hands at conventions, so it would probably be a good idea to bring like some hand sanitizer, which I've always had like in my list of things, but I don't bring it every time.
And that's always the interesting part about being like, you know, part of like a, I guess like a, you know, me and you, it's a guy and a girl group. Anything I've done that's been like a guy or a girl duo or something like that, no one ever really talks to me. They always just talk to the girl. They're never really, they see the girl and they just talk to them. And it's the same with this situation.
No one ever comes up and talks to me. I don't know if that's always
true, but I guess it's majority of the time true, man.
Do you think,
and like, I don't mind
do you think
that.
People care? Like the band No Doubt, they're just like, man, we're just Gwyn's band.
I believe that's a lot of that, man.
They're just like, we're here for Gwyn.
I mean, I believe there's probably a portion of that that's always, you know, always like everyone's here to see Gwyn, because also, you know, that's what everyone wants to see. They want to see the girl. It's the most attractive one of anything. So like even with the conventions, it's like not many people are gonna. They see me, and also mixing of the style, it's like, you know, if they see you and me, they usually go to you, you know? And not, you know, maybe it's because I'm sitting there in the background brooding or looking dark or something like that, which I'm usually not.
You're so dark.
You know?
You're a brute.
I'm a brute. But I don't really mind that. I just accept that's how things go, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
that's why people remember my birthday. It's the same thing where I'm just like, wow, you remembered me. It means something. But I'm not gonna spoon feed you.
You're not gonna spoon feed you, but you will give them a present.
Yeah, I'll give them a present.
So what are you gonna give away?
I don't know. Maybe a free print. I don't know. That'd be weird.
I think it is kind of weird, actually.
I'm celebrating my own birthday by giving other people stuff.
I think it is strange. And you know what else? Something that I've noticed, this isn't anything necessarily new, but I don't think I've addressed it on the radio show, is that like people throwing their own birthday parties.
But
now, do you have a problem with that? Because on one hand, I'm like, cool, they want to like start something up and like have fun with their friends, and it's harmless, and they're having a birthday party, you know?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I'm like, shouldn't people be throwing you a party, or do you throw it yourself? Because personally, it's just me, but I would feel weird being like, come to my birthday party, I'm arranging the whole thing, and...
Well, how else
baking my own cake.
Well, I mean, in this situation, what's the norm of the structure of this birthday party? Because I remember when you're growing up, usually like what your parents will throw your birthday party.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, when you're a kid, it's always, you know, even from day one, it's your parents. And then there comes a certain point where it turns into like, oh, okay, instead of having a party, we'll just have like a dinner out or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're really serious about it, the party usually goes away. You know what I mean? But then that does reference to a portion of the world, a person that throws their own birthday party. And which is fine. Is it fine?
No, I think it's fine because A, it's not hurting anyone. So like
Is there a rule?
I don't know. There is no rules. There's no rules.
There is no birthday rules here.
Because like I think it's weird though. And I've had, like, a couple friends invite me to their birthday parties that they're throwing themselves.
There have been people that really have announced their birthday parties, like, ahead of time. I've seen so many... I've seen
like
so many
Facebook, people
trolls
are like
my birthday's
my
coming
birthday.
Up. Yeah, my birthday's coming up in 2 weeks. I'm really feeling nervous about this. If I don't feel any love, I'm going to feel real bad about it. Yeah, of course you feel bad about it.
It is like a way to draw
being
attention
forgotten,
to yourself.
Man.
But like I guess what I think is strange is like if it's like their boyfriend or girlfriend throwing the party, be like, "Oh my god, this is a surprise birthday for Joe. We can't let him know." And like everyone's on it. Everyone's in on it, you know? Like you get like even just a small group of people, like 15, 20 people and be like, "This is for Joe. Don't let anyone know about it."
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean, it doesn't have to be for me. It could be for someone else.
I mean, who knows? But like anyway, I'm just saying, like, they get their friends to organize it, and then, like, they walk in the room, and they're like, surprise! Like, that, I'm, like, okay with that. Because that's, like, a genuine surprise. But what I don't understand is people throwing their own birthday parties.
You like, know, because maybe
do
it's...
it, like, at a local bar.
Maybe it's like this. Maybe because, like, me, I feel like, you know, nothing against the crop of friends I have now, but, or with the what's remaining of my friends. I don't feel like they're, like, a surprise... I feel like even a lot of times it's looked down upon to buy a present. Maybe that's a guy thing, too. Maybe it's just with guys because I don't see a lot of guys throwing their own birthday party. It's a girl thing. I feel like a lot of times, and you know, maybe for me, I don't. We barely buy each other Christmas presents, let alone a birthday present. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a guy thing where a certain amount of time, they're like, "Oh yeah, fist bump, happy birthday." Is that what it's come down to?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it should at least come down to an acknowledgement.
Maybe girls just want a reason to party. That's where what it comes down to.
I think what it is just a reason to be adored.
Adored, yeah.
Like it's
nothing's
like,
wrong with that. Who doesn't love being loved?
Hey, come over to like bar X and to celebrate like so and so's birthday.
We're going on a
or they go
what's it called? Where you go on go to all the bars and
bar hopping.
You go bar hopping. I'm always like, "Well, I'm not going to be able to do anything. I don't drink that dumbass alcohol."
But do you think do you personally think it's strange to throw your own birthday party? Because I cannot imagine you being like, "I'm throwing my own birthday party."
I'd like to do something special for birthdays. Like do something special. I don't know if it has to be a birthday or something, like, you know what I mean? But something special to commemorate.
You don't know if it has to be a birthday. We're talking about birthdays.
I'm sorry, it doesn't have to be a party. Sorry about that. It doesn't have to be like a party. But something special is always nice. You know, sometimes it has to be a party.
No, but I'm talking about, like, throwing yourself a birthday.
Well, see, that's the thing.
That's what we're at.
Well, that's the one thing
like,
I'm questioning.
Parties and celebration, cool. But, like, doing it yourself for your own celebration, I think is a little weird.
Like, when I think about it now, any type of self-celebration is straight up, like, it is a little bit weird in a way. Because it's like it's masturbation is what it is. You know, life masturbation. My day. It's my day. And then you celebrate it. And a lot of times it's not even on the day of your birth. Remember, sometimes the birthdays, they celebrate the week before.
Well, Jesus' birthday was really in the summertime.
It's all right. No one really knows.
And now it's like commercialized to be around winter and like this whole solstice thing.
Yeah, it's the greatest marketing campaign of all time.
How did it get to that level?
I don't know. When did we start celebrating Christmas? Like of all time. Because it used to be just like the winter solstice stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, they're like, "Well, we can't really do anything in the summer."
No, we
need
to.
There's nothing happening in the winter. It's the winter solstice. That's my logic, in a way. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
any reason to celebrate Jesus is always a good thing, isn't it?
He's the reason for the season.
Tis the season to get down with Jesus.
He celebrates his own birthday.
Yeah, he does celebrate his own birthday. Or other people are throwing a giant party for Jesus.
Other people are doing it.
Well, because it's not even the right day. Jesus is like, "This is not even my birthday, guys." Well, we moved it.
We make up our own rules.
We moved it. He's like, "I don't even like winter." He's like, "Actually, when I was born, it wasn't even cold. It was freaking hot."
Yeah.
Or was it? I don't know.
I think
they
were
wearing robes, so it must have been like
my
cold.
My dad told me that he was actually born in the summer. So I believe that
for
whatever reason.
Let's think about it. Maybe someone misconstrued said like the summer. They thought like, "Oh, it's hot," but he was born like in the
desert.
Yeah, in the desert. And it was hot.
In Jerusalem.
We know all these stats. So
I want to get down to the bottom of Jesus.
Let's get down to the truth of Jesus.
Man, but like, I guess...
what I'm saying is people thought it was summer because it was hot. But maybe it was the wintertime because maybe they're just like, it's still hot. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever you just said doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense to me. It makes sense. That I'm saying is that like because it was hot, people were just like, oh, it's summertime because it's hot, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe, but in the actuality, maybe it was winter. At that
maybe.
Time, the date.
I
but,
have no idea.
But maybe it's in the climate is never cold, so there's always like hot. Ah, someone knows what I'm talking about.
We need
I'll
to,
just put my voice
to,
echo back on.
We need to
Come
research
on.
It. We need to research it. But you know what? I did do some research on based on last week's episode where we discussed Kevin Smith's Tusk, his new horror film. So I was like, okay, at the end of Tusk, when they start rolling the credits, not to give away too many spoilers, but by now you should have seen Tusk.
Spoil it. Just spoil it.
And all that. But yeah, so at the end, during, you know, roll credits, they play like this clip from actual Smodcast, which is Kevin Smith's podcast. And it's Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier basically coming up with this idea of Tusk and just hashing out all the details and how they're going to kill off the end part, you know, like just the whole ending. I don't want to give it away still.
We gave it away last week,
but you know what? Watch it and
live and learn.
Live and learn, or just watch, even a little bit. Just watch the trailer, and then you'll understand, I guess, most of the plot, or you can figure it out yourself pretty much from watching the trailer. So then I was like intrigued to actually listen to the full podcast, their original Smodcast, basically of the story. And I like learned a whole lot just by watching that listening to that. Because first of all, apparently some guy from the UK put out some advertisement that was like, hey, I have this great house, you know, basically kind of the equivalent in the United States of like a Central Park. Like I have great views of everything and every museum and like, you know, it's all you could want. Like basically like this great apartment or great, you know, great old house, you know, type thing overlooking a park. And they're like, well, you can live here for free. All you have to do is basically wear a walrus suit that I've made for 2 hours a day and not talk when you're wearing the suit and act like a walrus. And I guess, you know, for whatever reason, that whole premise magnified in Kevin Smith's head, because he read the ad, like the actual ad that was online, and it was getting a little bit of online attention. And apparently this UK guy was also on Smodcast in a recent episode, maybe about like 3 or 4 Smodcasts ago. So you can go back into like the most recent episodes and listen to the actual interview of this guy from UK. Because apparently he's kind of known as like being, you know, a jokester in the UK. And he's been in like several newspapers just like reporting like strange things.
Yeah.
And he's kind of known for it, but I guess now he's outed as that. But you know, it's cool that he did get some type of notoriety for basically coming up with this want ad for, you know, a roommate or whatever, or a housemate. But think about this. It's like, who's going to reply to that? They're like, hey, I get free rent, but I have to act like a walrus for 2 hours every day. You know, like, so.
I mean,
but
someone
it's
has
crazy
to respond
he said
to that, right?
He said that people did reply. And then It was funny, like, even the replies.
I mean, is it so bad? Is that so bad?
I mean, some people were like, man, I love sea creatures. Like, this is right up my alley.
Yeah.
But they were like,
let me see the suit first. Maybe that sounded like, let me see the suit first.
Just so you know, they're like, I prefer sea otters, but I could probably be a walrus.
Yeah.
Like, he actually got, like, replies back from people like that. But unfortunately, he had to, like, you know, basically say, like, oh, we've already found someone.
And someone took it and turned people down.
But, you know, this whole thing was fake. So Kevin Smith did find out, like, the whole thing was fake. But I guess what really intrigued him.
Wait, so he wasn't looking for someone?
No.
Or was it just a gag?
It was a gag.
Okay.
But I guess what intrigued Kevin Smith was the word walrus.
So was it just like an experiment to see if someone would respond
yes.
to that? Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of like how Facebook like readjusts like their feed to like see to mess with people's lives.
Yeah.
All right.
So he was just like playing around, you know, but also the way he wrote it, it is very elegant, and apparently he's also like a poet.
He's a poet.
So the way he writes isn't just like, hey, I have this nice house overlooking the park, you know, like
like how you represent dumb people with that voice.
But like,
hey, so you know, where's my money, bitch?
but he wrote it in like a very proper way, like almost how the letter is in Tusk, the want ad, you know. And so Kevin Smith just basically took the ball that guy started and ran with it.
Yeah.
So
it's, and then you know,
and also,
that's great.
So him and Scott Mosier like hash that out on the podcast.
I haven't heard this podcast, but I definitely got to check into it.
Yeah, you should check out both podcasts, like the one where he interviews the UK guy, and the one where they're like first. Like coming up with more ideas for Tusk.
Because I haven't heard Smodcast in so long. Is it still like the same?
It's still the
just
same.
Just him and Scott?
Still, yeah, and it's still really... Well, the one with the UK guy, Scott Mosier, wasn't on it.
Oh, okay.
It was just Kevin Smith and the UK guy. I wish I actually knew his name instead of just calling him UK guy. Because it's well, so generic.
Yeah, but it's great. He's the UK guy. He represents
the UK. He represents the UK. Whole place.
Yeah, he
the
represents all of Kingdom. UK.
Yeah, so... yeah, I mean, both were entertaining podcasts. So then I also listened... So since I... was drawing at the same time, and I was like, hey, I might as well listen to more Smodcast. Because, like, now I feel like Smodcast is back in my life. I mean, it never truly left me, but I guess I left it, which is kind of sad to say. It's not because I, like, disliked well,
because
it or
we,
anything.
Because we peaked when we were on podcasts? Is that what it was?
No,
that was,
no.
That was our peak?
No, because I was listening to it afterwards, too. But it's just, like, it's almost, like, so much to take in at first. Like, when you first go to the Smodcast website, even... Like, they've redesigned it since I've been on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, there's just, like, so many shows, and, like, it's on, you know, 24/7, just constantly on. And really, out of all those shows, I actually, and I don't know where Plus One stands right now, but I loved listening to Plus One for, like, the whole first, I don't know.
Him and his wife
yeah,
every morning?
Yeah, him and his wife, like, every morning I would listen to all that, but then it almost started to be like they were taking on too much. Maybe that's why I dropped off. Because I feel like I was really trying to keep up with them, but it was almost hard for even me to keep up with them. And Kevin Smith was on the air for like 6 hours a day or something. Yeah. I'm like, how can you... And then he had like, you know, his friends have shows and stuff like that. And other people have shows. I mean, obviously he can't talk for 24 hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like maybe that's the reason why I dropped off. It was almost like so overwhelming in a way. And it probably was for him as well. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to pretty much try to get back on the Smodcast train, you know? And I also like checking in with Fat Man on Batman. I have checked in with that, like, since. But I'm going to try to... I actually do want to see, like, what the status is of Plus One. Because I don't know, like, if they're still doing it or not. Or maybe they do it, like, whenever they feel like it.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what their schedule is. Because I know, like, his wife also was, like, I guess was she ex... executive producer on
yeah she was one of them
yeah so or, she, I yeah. mean she was working a lot probably on that so now I'm like okay so now that I know all this information about how Tusk started oh yeah and then also Kevin Smith asked people to like hashtag yes Tusk or was it Tusk yes or something
yeah
or no walrus yes that's what it was
okay
hashtag walrus yes and like or walrus no if you didn't think it would be a good idea but so many people were like yeah that would be such a great idea I'll watch that and you know eventually he made the movie pretty much like I guess a year and a half later and so then also on the current Smodcast I listened to last night it was so interesting because he was like saying he was so thankful and he said even though it is his worst opening ever for box office he was really appreciative of everyone's support and very grateful. And also it felt like so rejuvenating even for me to listen because he basically like found his way back into filmmaking again.
Yeah.
Through Tusk. Just because this one dude put up some like fake ad for like a roommate that could dress in a walrus outfit.
I'm very jealous of that.
But isn't that amazing though?
Yeah.
It's like this one guy like spurred this whole like, oh, Kevin Smith's making movies again. That's like... so random and weird and crazy and but totally makes sense
yeah
so it's so interesting because I doubt that guy even thought much of it he's probably just like okay I'm gonna write something stupid and put it up on the internet you know like,
yeah
and but yeah like that's to me that was so amazing and then on top of that I was like oh I'm gonna check on IMDb because apparently Kevin Smith already just started making the next film
he already started
yeah,
making it
they're already like making it now like they're on set like I guess 2 weeks ago
really
yeah so like
I'm way behind
apparently they're gonna have this whole like Canadian trilogy and Tusk is the first one so
I
they're
like,
working on the second
I remember
one.
Because you had the Jersey trilogy now it's the Canadian
yeah and so like
because he likes Canada right
yeah he loves hockey I think he likes Canada
I mean he's had to I guess it's not really filmed in Canada but because Tusk was filmed in North Carolina,
might,
but like
well,
to have
might,
it take place in Canada.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they might film part of it up in Canada to make it like authentic. I don't know. But yeah, so then I'm like digging into that. And it's going to star, like, the two girls that were clerks from Tusk as, like, a full-on
And
movie.
Who are these two girls that are playing?
And the girls are Harley Quinn, which is his daughter. So then, seriously, I was on IMDb, so I'm like, okay, who is this? Because he didn't mention it on the podcast, who this other girl is, but I was like, who's the other girl? Freaking Johnny Depp's daughter.
So that blows, like, that blows my mind, man.
And she's like 15 or something, and I'm like, what? Like, and then also on top of that, Johnny Depp was in Tusk.
Like, he plays the detective in there. Like, since this morning, I had no clue that was Johnny Depp. I legit had no clue that Johnny Depp was in Tusk.
How do you feel?
I don't even know that I saw his credit in there.
Because now I feel like I want to go back and watch it.
I feel like I would have seen, like, and Johnny Depp as, you know what I mean?
But he could have been in that long list. But were you looking down that long list?
Maybe he did, like, a French version of his name. You know, like, Jacques Depps. You know, so, like that. Jacques Depps. I don't know how I'm murdering it. But, like, I don't remember seeing, like, the credits, so I never believed it. But I don't know if I missed it or, like, I don't understand. But when I found out that Johnny Depp was in it, I was like, holy crap. That's, like, the biggest star that Kevin Smith's ever had that. I guess, you know, you'd have Will Smith.
Ben Affleck is a big star.
But,
too.
Like, to me, you have that coolness factor that's still in the Johnny Depp world.
And
you know
also
what I mean?
His daughter.
Yeah, then his daughter, you know?
And his daughter is going to be with Kevin Smith's daughter, like, playing lead roles.
You think that's, like, that's like, the key point? It's like, Johnny's like, so, you know, put my daughter in it.
I don't think they pressured them that much for that, but who knows how that happens, you know? I don't know. I don't think it's, like, I don't think he, like, pressured him into that, though.
I don't know. There's always pressure.
Really?
No, probably not. I don't know.
I mean,
it's
also, it's kind of like a major thing to, like, put your daughter in, like, even, like, Kevin Smith as his daughter to be, like, a
clerks,
major...
To play clerks.
Yeah, she's basically
pretty much
clerk.
They played clerks, you
pretty
know?
Much, yeah. It's just interesting, again, full circle with this Carolyn and Joe show episode. But, yeah, like, that was just interesting because, like, he didn't really promote it like that. And then I was, like, on IMDb and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what? I was like,
What?
Like, it's almost like he tricked us or something. Not, like, tricked in a bad way, but just, like, he surprised me. And so I like
wait,
that.
With Johnny Depp being on there?
Yeah.
Because that is, like, a legit, but I'm wondering about that, too. Because, like, a lot of times, even with that Into the Woods movie that has Anna Kendrick in it and Johnny Depp is in it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a major thing. So maybe that's a major motion picture. And so the announcement of Johnny Depp, you're like, wow. Maybe in a way that's the subvertiveness of this. Of Johnny Depp being there, that, like, he didn't want to, like, you know, his name value would overshadow a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which would have been huge, I guess, to bring it in, but maybe that's, you know, what do you think the choice is of not really hardcore promoting that Johnny Depp's in there? Because he's in there a significant amount.
I mean, I think his true fans will find out.
Like, it's equivalent to me as, like, the second half of of Psycho. You know, when you follow the other couple, that's how the structure that feels to
me. Yeah, and then
it's like two different movies.
This is what's going to be interesting about the next one, too, is that all of his characters are just going to be intertwined. And from what Kevin Smith said, that this is going to be the movie that he would like to watch when he was 15.
So it would be like Clerks?
I mean, but I don't know how exactly, but he said it would be more mainstream.
Because I remember that's the movies I saw when I was 15 and 16, was like Mallrats and Clerks and Dogma. Even back then, people are like, why are you watching that?
But also, like, I guess, I don't want to bring it down, but kind of a downside of it is, like, people online are like, Johnny Depp ruined
That was the first headline Tusk. I saw that was like, yeah, Johnny Depp ruined Tusk.
But then what makes it, like, at least questionable in my head is, like, if that's the feedback that they're getting now, then the next sequel is going to be Johnny Depp and the two girls.
I mean, it's going to
We'll see how that goes. I'm excited. I think it's going to be totally different than Tusk, but it's going to be the Tusk world.
But, like, in the same way, what if Johnny Depp becomes, like, that, you know how big, because people accepted Jay and Silent Bob. He accepted Jay, and he's, you know, that's a stoner dude that's goofy, and a goofy, cartoony character. You know, people grew to love him, and then, you know, I feel like maybe that's what that's the same water Johnny Depp is going to go into. It's going to be sort of like that cartooniness of it.
I mean, he can definitely go there. But it actually does boggle my mind that in this day and age, it surprises me that no one was milking his name.
But maybe, you know, maybe that's a choice, though.
But that's what I'm
know?
Saying. That's nice about it. And also, the other cool thing about Kevin Smith talking about Tusk was that he was like, hey, you know, everyone always complains that Hollywood remakes things or sequel this, sequel that, remake this and that. He's like, but you know what? Tusk is like a totally new thing, totally different take on things.
It's not a remake.
It's not a remake, and it's not a sequel. And it's like,
and it's not something of, it's not a movie made of an already existing property.
Exactly. So like,
I guess a walrus is already existing.
Well, but it's an animal. Yeah. It's not like you, but if you were to say that about anything, then you wouldn't be able to do anything. Like, there's nothing that's like completely fresh.
There's always a spin. I can always spin it somehow.
There's always like, people are like, this reminds me of this.
Yeah, this reminds me of when I was, when, you know, when I was in 10th grade. They just ripped off that story in my 10th grade life.
This reminds me of Frankenstein. They made him into a monster. You know, it's like, you can always say that about anything. Yeah. Even if you're trying so hard to be original, because, I mean, I've really tried myself to be original, but there's always something that people are going to be like, this looks like this. This color is blue. I already seen blue. You know, it's just, it's, there's always going to be that person that tries to find the closest thing to it.
That's the only way people can mentally relate to things, too, you know?
Yeah, but that's, like, the cool thing about Tusk. Like, I mean, if even if you loved it or hate it, there's, like, one thing that really does make it stand out is that, seriously, it's, like, the most original thing that I've seen in a really long time. I don't know what else to say.
But what about Birdman that's coming out?
I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say.
I think that might be, that might blow some minds, too.
But you know
the
what?
The return of
also,
Michael Keaton, right? The return
Cabin,
of Michael Keaton.
Cabin in the Woods did blow my mind a little bit because
I love
cause
Cabin
it was
in
like
the
very
Woods.
Clever about the way it did some of its stuff. So I feel like between Tusk, because I am not like a horror movie fanatic.
Yeah.
And I will say between Tusk and Cabin in the Woods, and that just came out like last year, I feel like there are really inventive things going on in the horror genre. I'm not an expert on it enough to say, but because I, and then they have like that doll movie that's coming out. I like Angelica or something.
Well, see, that's,
I'm like, I don't want to see that.
But there's a
there's
lot
always,
of
like a creepy doll.
There's a lot of stuff in the horror genre. I mean, I'm not a hardcore follower. I mean, I have my own types of films in which I don't like following genres. Such is my life. I don't like.
But what I'm saying is that I feel like those films had like a little twist or something different.
That's what I crave
because I'm so sick of seeing, you know, as much as whatever, I like Superman and Batman too, but like as much as those are entertaining, but like freaking, they already have been there for 50 years, you know?
Yeah, and beyond. 75 years.
75 years, a million years, you know, like those characters have been there and like they're always just going to keep remade every 10 years, you know? So like that's always going to be there. But I do appreciate how Tusk freaking like the iMac guy, Apple guy is like
the Mac guy.
Yeah, the Mac guy is like a walrus, you know? It's like, you know, Justin Long is a walrus.
Like, you're like, that's all you gotta, that's your selling point.
I mean, seriously,
instead of putting that tagline up there of like, let me tell you a story, it's like,
yeah,
it's like
Justin Long
plus equals walrus.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they have like some really cool Tusk posters. And also Kevin Smith, I didn't know earlier, because I guess, who knows, I didn't know why I didn't know, but I found out from Smodcast, if you take a picture on that Thursday night, apparently, if you take a picture with
What
your,
Thursday night? Last week
I,
Thursday
I,
night?
Yeah, last Thursday night. I guess they had, you know, their screenings. If you took a picture of yourself with your ticket, your handle gets in the DVD like credits.
So that's cool.
See,
I like he does those things, you
but
know?
We saw it on Saturday and I didn't know about it, but I still did, you know, whatever. I still hashtag that and like, put up my Saturday ticket. Hopefully, you know, maybe they'll have a
can't
heart.
Can't be too late four days later.
Maybe they'll have a heart in like 3 days later.
3 days later.
Actually, technically 2 days, Friday, Saturday, 2 days. 2 days later.
No, since you posted the image?
Oh, I posted it yesterday.
Whatever,
but
it's a certain amount of days.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, hopefully they'll have a heart and, like, because I saw other people were doing it after me. People that saw it, like,
on Monday. Trying to squeak in, right?
Yeah. People that saw it on Monday.
Let's just do anyone who posts it, and then we'll have this, the whole entire world will be at the end credits.
It's just, like, technically, honestly, he did say Thursday, technically. Yeah. So if I'm not on there, I'm not going to be like, what? I still saw it, man. You didn't even include me. Because I know, technically, he did mention Thursday, but I'm just saying it would be nice, since I saw it on Saturday, to, like, it would be nice if he included me, but I'm not gonna like get mad if he doesn't. Cause...
wouldn't it be nice?
But anyway, yeah, like I really enjoyed Tusk. Maybe I'm blowing it up to be too much, but like, you know, I don't know. I was always a fan of Justin Long, and it's cool. It's like Justin Long as Walrus. So like, I mean, it's like a really creepy movie, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's a good film, and I just actually appreciate somebody in Hollywood that actually has a name value that did something new.
I was reading a lot about the I forgot the name of the director, but the guy who directed Drive, and mm-hmm. his next movie, the movie that came out after that, Only God Forgives, and how like bombed and had horrible credits. I mean, had horrible stuff.
Who was in the film?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is and the everyone, dude. Like, Drive.
Everyone
loved Drive. Yeah. It was a sleeper hit.
Is it the
hit.
Same character as Drive?
It's a different character, but the same type of tone. I never saw the movie, but I was just reading an article on like the.
What's the film again?
Only God Forgives.
Probably people didn't want to see it because it had the word God in it.
Hello, sorry. But like, no, I don't know if that's
no,
the reason.
They were like, no, I'm an atheist.
If anything, that would give him put more people in there to see stuff about God. There's a whole entire demographic.
It feels
for
like
that.
No, it feels but like he, honestly, a lot of people now are like atheists.
I was reading an article on basically his wife who did a documentary on him making Only God Forgives.
Uh-huh.
And it was I haven't seen the documentary yet, but the article is basically saying, you know, quoting what's happening in the movie, because, you know, the movie bombed, right?
Yeah.
Had horrible critic everything. You know, people didn't like it. And I'm really intrigued to see it because I feel like, you know, to quote that now, that visual style is like there's a lot of neon and solid colors in there. And like that stuff to me, like, you know, I'm looking visually and photographically. That's like I feel like that's a direction I want to go into, you know, so this tracked me. But like that was but like seeing that, you know, that was a new thing for me, too. So it was fun. But like. Again, like, you know, when you're a filmmaker, a creator, like they were saying, like how much pressure he was saying, how much pressure he had to make another Drive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Then she was talking about that, or they were talking about that in the interview. And then they were saying how he didn't want to make another Drive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he already did.
He already did that. But like he wanted to surprise, keep people and put it in a new direction and give something more cerebral. And so when he made that, of course. When you make something different, people are not going to like it, or they're not going to, because they already have an expectation in their head. You know what I mean?
Like, to me, though, maybe I'm just a different type of person, but I just don't get that. Like, I get what, it.
To make something different? Or
yeah,
the
no,
way
no.
the world is?
The way the world is. Like,
well, I do. If you think about it, if you really do think about it.
Because they're doing what's safe and what they already know. Like, kind of like, oh, I know Superman, I'm going to go see Superman. And then that's why when they make Superman dark, they're like, oh, no, I don't like that Superman.
Yeah, and we were talking about this. Yeah, and, like, that's the thing. To me, a lot of people had a problem with Superman being, like, a darker Superman and stuff like that. And that's true. I could have a problem with that, too. But I can understand why someone would say, let's take it in this direction. Because... from one thing with Man of Steel, and then compare that to Superman Returns, the biggest complaint on Superman Returns was it's not enough destruction and violence and action and stuff like that. It's not dark enough. Okay, let's go make that. All right, we did that with Man of Steel. We'll destroy a whole entire fucking city, man. We'll just topple it over, 9/11, the whole fucking city. And then people are like, no, it's too dark, it's too gritty. I didn't really like that. Then Superman killed Zod at the very end. Spoilers. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. You can't make people happy. You can't.
But
there's
what
no
I don't,
way
what I'm
you can just take.
About
wait,
this...
wait. I just want the world to know. You can't make everyone happy, but you can take their money. That's what it comes down to.
But what also it comes down to is this Drive director.
I want to see Only God Forgives because the construction of that sounds something that I'd be very interested in. You know. Like lack of dialogue, even less dialogue than Drive, shot with like even minimal lighting but very color directed. You know what I mean? Hyper violent. No, I'm not Mr. Hyper Violence, but I can understand that. You know what I mean? It seems like something I'd want to check out, but everyone's saying no, it's garbage, but I still want to see it.
I mean, the guy got that far enough to make Drive.
But he was saying like
the same thing with the Brothers Bloom director.
Brothers Bloom? Yeah.
Yeah, like, everyone's like, oh, man, Brick came out. Brick's amazing.
It has to be just like Brick.
This kid is up and coming. And then, like, Brothers Bloom came out, and it didn't do super good.
Yeah, but also, because I think it's also on the same thing. Though I think Brothers Bloom, on its own, is, you know, a pretty fun film.
Why do you think it failed, quote unquote, if you want to call it a failure?
It's just the same.
What are people always looking for? Fucking instant hits all the time.
But also,
like,
there's a thing about being a creator. I'm not saying I'm the greatest creator or the greatest anything in the whole entire world, but I like to believe I am. But when you make a movie, when you make anything for long amounts of time, like I freaking can't even look at the same photos I just shot the day of, when I shoot a photo set. You know, this is getting into my process a little bit, so you guys are getting exclusive. Even when I'm excited about a photo set, I would go back and I'd look at it, right? And I have to choose my favorites. I have to choose them. I have to get something out as soon as I can, at least something. Because you know what? Because as soon as I'm done looking at all of them, I will get sick of them and tired and not want to look at those images for like weeks, you know, because that heightened energy can only sustain for so long. So imagine you're working on a film for freaking two or longer years and you have to somehow maintain that energy. So you ask the question of this: would you want to make the same thing again after over 2 years of working on it?
No.
See, that's
try something different.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. But to the world, the people consume things so fast, and they can look at an image that I worked on for so long, and then they can look at it and then slide it to the next image in like less than 10 seconds.
And then your image is gone forever.
And that's gone forever. The surprise of the images is done. You know what I mean? That surprise is done. You know, once it's released, it's done. Now you want the next thing. And that's the same thing with the way people consume stuff today, is that like, yeah, all right, Superman, you just came out. Now I want another one. But 3 years down the line, you know, you can still watch that movie and then watch the next one, you know, the same day. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You can still live with the next, you can still live with, you
it's
know,
like somebody's three years worth of work is your 2 hours.
Yeah, and then you watch the next one. You're like, oh, it's not like the latest one. Why did they do something different? Why did they do something different? You know what I mean? That's like, why does it have to be different? Because we lived with this long enough, we need to make something different, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess what I understand all of that, maybe because
can't eat the same meal every day.
Maybe because we make stuff, maybe we understand that. But like, I don't know. I just don't get how like there are people that they just expect the same thing. Like, you know,
but
I always say with Tim Burton, oh, let's Burtonize this.
I do understand that. That's the tough part. Is like
I understand it, but I don't think like that.
Well, I feel like in my mind is I understand it, but also I strive for cool. You tried something different. Like, I appreciate that and I like that. It still has to be solid and good, you know what I mean? But it can't be different for the sake of just like, oh, I'm going to do the opposite now. It has to be sort of like, I want to try something different because I know this can be exciting too.
Actually, same thing happened with Judd Apatow. Speaking of other movies, it's like everyone knows like, oh, haha, like 40-year-old virgin. Ha-ha. Yeah, like, oh, he's funny guy, 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, you're funny, you got jokes.
Stuff. So then when he makes like This Is 40, everyone thought that it would be more jokey. And haha, I felt like it felt very real life, you know?
Yeah.
But he still had his jokes in it and his sensibilities in it. And I enjoyed This Is 40. But it did feel more real, though. And maybe people were like, wait, this isn't as comedic as I would have liked.
Because he's grown, you know what I mean? That's the same thing we're talking about Kevin Smith. You go from Clerks, you go from Mallrats, you see him grow. So you can't be... if you were just introduced to Clerks and then you were expecting Clerks again, if you were just introduced to Clerks and then you're like, I'm going to see a new Kevin Smith movie because I like Clerks, and you see Tusk, you're like, yeah, it's two different movies.
Yeah, it's
because
totally
he's grown.
Two different
movies. You've grown as a creator, as an artist.
It actually feels like two different people made it, you know? Like, which
because
is
before,
actually really
Clerks
cool.
Is like Jim Jarmusch, you know what I mean? So in the beginning, you're taking from your influences and then you start growing from that.
It's actually pretty cool, like, if you look at Kevin Smith's, like, whole body of work and how his growth is and how different it is.
Yeah.
I mean, but he still has that label of like, oh, this is the Kevin Smith humor type thing.
And if you think
he interjects throughout even horror movies.
And if you think about it, if you become your own niche in a way, and you can already have that fan base, and that's what you're communicating with, that's almost like that's a really good deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Kevin Smith knows that, though, personally. Oh, yeah. Because he's like, he can connect with the audience more than anybody.
I feel like he's a person that has not alienated his audience, like, as much, or barely, you know?
But I always hear people still being like, oh, I'm so sick of seeing Kevin Smith.
Yeah, but I don't think they're ever fans, you know?
Maybe not.
They probably weren't. They just, you know, they're the same people that, you know, you ask what music you listen to, and they're like, I listen to everything. It's like, then you're bullshit, sir.
But another cool thing about Tusk, which I failed to mention in last week's episode when I was talking about all of the layers of Tusk,
yeah,
is that also, like, the fetish thing.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, people nowadays, like, I'm not really big on porn. I know a lot of people are. I'm not really big on it,
it's just as popular as crack.
Even more.
Even more popular than drugs.
I think it's actually more popular.
It is a drug.
It's just as popular as anything. And
porn is so mainstream today.
But, like, the weird thing is that there's different, like, and I was, I guess my eye opened to this one day. Because I have, like, this film on YouTube called How to Kill Fly the Girl Way. And I guess there's, like, this way, I don't really go onto YouTube in my own account anymore, but there's a way to, like, go into your account and, like, see who's clicking on what.
Yeah.
And one day, this is actually, like, several years ago, maybe, like, 4 or 5 years ago, and I was like, oh, I wonder what my hits are back then, because I don't really check my hits anymore at all. But back then, I was like, cool, you can, like, check all this stuff. And apparently, I was getting a lot of hits from this one particular site, so I went to this site. And keep in mind, my movie, like, is really, like, this live-action slash animated film about killing a fly.
Yeah.
The girl way. So then, like, the site that I go on, I don't even know what the name of this fetish is, but it's, like, stomping or something. I have no clue. There is a name for it. But basically, it's, like, hot girls' legs. You don't really see, like, much of the body, just the legs. And she's wearing, like, a hot high heel stiletto, stomping on bugs, and then watching their guts spill out. And it's all, like, some of them are, like, slow motion, like, showing the guts and stuff. And I'm like, dude, in my head, honestly, like, I get, like, another layer of, like, maybe, like, that's ejaculating or something. But in my head, I'm like, what is up with people? Like, I'm like, who, like, is anybody, like, jerking off to that? Like, that is weird.
Yeah, there are people out there jerking off to anything, man.
But that, do you think so, that is weird? Like, who would think that, like, I actually, at first my mind was blown, because this is, like, my first, like, entry into, like, fetish stuff, because I was like, what is this? Like, and then I just started laughing after, like, 10 minutes, because I had to, like, click around and watch it. But I was like, really? They're just gonna have, like, can you imagine being those girls too? This guy's like, hey, I'll give you $100 if, like, you just are here for, like, an hour and stomp on bugs and I film it, you know? Like, and it's just like, she's probably like, okay,
she's like, fine, as long as I don't get the bug from the bugs.
Yeah, but it's so weird. Like, it's like, I think it's really weird, and I'm sorry if anyone's into that, but, like,
why are you sorry if anyone's into that?
I don't know, man. And then, like,
like, it's your fault.
Then there was, like, the car stuck girls, which we've talked about before, but it's just, like, what is up with that? And then, I guess, like, to bring it all back to Tusk, it's, like, this guy, like, I guess he wasn't, like, really sexually into the walrus, or was he? There's, like, this one scene where he, like, kind of puts him down, like, by his cock.
I don't really understand that part. I don't think that's what you were thinking about, but maybe it was. But I was,
like,
trying,
was he,
not
like,
to
sucking
make,
on it.
I was trying
was
not to make that into the world my mind was going to enter.
But I don't think
I'm not
he
into
was,
it.
Like,
that's why
I don't think he was, like, sexually with the walrus.
I thought he was just trying to drown him, making him.
Yeah,
sick.
There was no, but then there's, like, an undertone of, like, is he trying to drown him or is he trying to make him, like, see his cock? Because it was, like, right there, and he wasn't wearing pants.
I like the idea of him just drowning him.
With his cock, like, in full view right there.
No. He's wearing a suit.
No, man, I don't think he was.
I don't know.
I don't think he was.
I don't want to think.
Anyway,
I don't want to take that movie to the next disturbing level.
But anyway.
But maybe they should.
Let's just say it wasn't sexual, okay? But either way, that's still kind of like this fetish thing that this guy, like, wants to, like, see a walrus in his house.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, weird to me. Like, it's like, dude, just get a freaking bird. You know, like,
get a bird.
That's why people have animals. Like, it's not necessarily a fetish, but they can, like, pet a bird or feed the bird or, you know, look at the animal and be like, okay, that's cool. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, feed a fish or something, you know? Like, I don't know, but, or pet a dog or something, you know? But, like, you don't have to, like, abuse it or anything, but just, I don't know. People are weird. That's all I can say. And then, but basically from that insect stomping site, I found, like, other things, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Like, I was just like, that was like the first time of like using the internet and seeing fetishes. And I was just like, are you for real? Like, I can see like certain fetishes. Like, I don't know if a guy's like, I'm a boob man. Or like, oh, I love butts. Or whatever. I love butts.com. I wonder what that is.
I love butts.com. If no one's taken that yet, someone better race to get that domain now.
I think that's probably taken. But
I love iheartbutts.com.
It's probably taken, but
that should be a shirt too. I heart butts.
I don't and then really
the, it's
feel
a heart
like,
butt. It's as the heart.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway, but but anyway, like I can understand like certain things people might like, or you know, like I like guys that have dark hair. That's cool. But like, I don't know, man. Like, people get really freaky about stomping bugs and all that. Like, I just don't understand it. And then there is probably some guy out there that really loves walruses. And this movie's for him.
There's gotta be. There's gotta be some person out there that just really loves walruses.
And what if they have a crush on Justin Long?
And there you go. That's the perfect
this
pitch for that movie.
For you.
If you love Justin Long, if you love walruses, go watch Tusk. Why isn't Kevin Smith giving us money to putting our name out there because we're promoting this movie for two shows in a row?
Because it was so good. He doesn't need to pay us.
That's what it is. That's what it is what it is.
It's so, like, obscure that it's good like that. But also, Kevin Smith mentioned that that UK guy, like, if he used another animal name, it wouldn't be as good. But the walrus made it. It was just the walrus. Like, that's where it all came into play.
Yeah, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. It comes into play like that. This show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Check them out at StrayProductions.com, bringing you content every single week. Check out my work at JoeCarabello.com. Also, go astray.tumblr.com and 1-shots.com to check out some of my films. And you, don't forget to check out Carolyn's work at curls-studio.com. Put a / on it. You get to check out Curl's comic strip.
Or forward slash.
Forward slash? Back forward?
I think it's forward slash.
Do they both work? Put a slash. Something. You'll see it. You'll see a link on there. curls-studio.com/curls every Monday. Every single Monday. What else you got, Carolyn?
Whole bunch of fun stuff. Again, remember to check us out at New York Comic Con. We're at booth 1162 on the show floor. We'll see you there.
That's right. And that following 17th, go check out Mickey Mallory in Front Royal, Virginia. Happy Creek. We'll rock your faces off like we do. So once again, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. Catch you later.